You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
With me is Malcolm Charles, Portfolio Manager at 91 in Cape Town. And Malcolm recently gave a presentation at an investment conference, and he highlighted three things that investors, local and international, are concerned about in South Africa. Number one, SOEs, that's state-owned enterprises. Number two, the economy and the lack of growth in the economy, which we've become very used to. And number three, and very, very relevant at the moment, because in a few days' time, there's going to be a general election in South Africa. We're going to highlight politics and what people perceive as being a political mess in South Africa. Malcolm, thanks very much for joining me today. And I want to say one thing. You said that 30 money managers have been hosted by 91, and you said that they had the fright of their life when they came to the country and heard the facts. That really startled me and frightened me a little bit.
Yeah, it was quite an interesting meetings. And really it was, I think they came with the wrong impression of the likely outcomes of the election. And they expected one of two scenarios, one ANC-EFF and the other scenario is ANC-DA. And when they met with the DA, they were told that there's no ways it would happen. And therefore, they panicked and they assumed that, you know, we were going the Armageddon route of EFF-ANC. And I think that's what scared them. They didn't actually quite realize that there was a middle road, which is much more probable. And so they panicked and they sold over 30 billion rands worth of our bonds.
Hopefully, at the end of this podcast, you can say that you've turned them round. That's my hope anyway. But anyway, let's get to the one, two and three of your presentation. The first one, state-owned enterprises, notably Transnet and Eskom. What's your point?
Yeah, so those are the two biggies. I mean, obviously, a lot of our state-owned enterprises are in a bit of a mess, to say the least. The good news is our generation, so I'm not going to say Eskom is fine. I'm going to say our generation is much better than it was, and that's thankfully to private investment. So we've seen over 60 billion rand of private money go into energy products, and that was due to the reforms that the president announced 2 years ago. And what this led to was we had about 500 megawatts of projects underway, and you know, with the reform, that became 6 gigawatts. Which is basically 6 stages of load shedding during the day. And a lot of that has now been connected to the grid. So it just shows the power of reforms and how much money was waiting for that positive sign from government to say, let's come to the party. And we've now got, what, 15-odd% of generation is in private hands. So we've diversified it. We're not reliant on any one entity. And hence, you know, I think we're now on 51, 52 days of no load shedding. So that's the first story. And that is the big sort of mover as far as the value of the rand, the output of the economy, hence the taxes that you can collect, hence the stuff that we can actually sell to foreigners. So that's the big change, and that's only going to continue because the pipeline is for another 6 or 7 gigawatts over the next 12 to 18 months. So we're going to have much, much more, you know, reliable generation from diverse sources. The second one is Transnet. They, you know, luckily the presidency has got a guy called Rudy Dix that runs these projects, a really, really impressive gentleman. And, you know, he learned from Eskom, you know, let's not muck around like we did trying to turn Eskom around. And very quickly, they started fixing Transnet. A new board was came in last June, July. They fired the management team that was very disruptive and bombastic in the market and appointed really good people that had been with Transnet for 20, 30 years. That's what they knew. They weren't political appointees. They were just competent people. And you know, we've seen a stabilization in Transnet. You know, the volumes that are on all the major lines, whether it's coal, whether it's the Cape Corridor, whether it's the iron ore, you know, we are now moving tonnages that we last saw 4 or 5 years ago. Admittedly, it's only a month or two's data. So, you know, we're a long way from out of the woods. But if that trend continues, it's fantastic for our mining companies. It means they make more revenues. If they make more revenues, we get more taxes into the national treasury. And very importantly, we get more foreign earnings. So therefore, it's more supported for the currency. So we can actually take part in the commodity cycle. Yeah, we've missed the last two. So it really is some good news out there, some green shoots for the broader economy.
Very good. And indeed, one particular commodity index I look at, it is almost at a two-year high at the moment. So South Africa must take advantage of that. And just briefly, very briefly, before we go on to the economy in general, what about the rand? You plotted a graph of the rand's progress versus load shedding, and there's an amazing correlation.
It's a fantastic correlation. So last year was a great case in point where South Africa shot themselves in the foot, basically. So it actually wasn't a bad year for emerging market foreign currency. And quite a few of our peers had a relatively good year. And if the rand had followed its previous sort of cycles, we would have finished the year up on where we started January 23. Yet we were down about 10 to 15% from where we should have been. And that discount, the correlation started in January, February last year when load shedding hit stage 6, stage 7. There was talk of stage 17 and all that sort of nonsense, grid collapse. So the correlation was actually very, very good. And I started plotting the load shedding levels. And from February to September last year, when we were in the real muck of load shedding, we were the worst performing emerging market in the world. Quite rightly so. You know, that's how people voted. You know, investors voted with their feet and they sold us. And just out of interest, like, you know, we had our last load shedding on the 26th of March. And if you take the zero load shedding from then until today, surprise, surprise, the rand is one of the top two performing emerging markets over the time. So you can see the correlation works both ways. We've pulled back probably about a quarter of our discount. You lose goodwill a lot quicker than you pull it back. But that load shedding is such a good indicator of the economic output, the mood of the country, the confidence in the country. And that's probably the most important indicator to look at to try and determine where the rand's going to go.
Very encouraging. Point number two is the economy, lack of growth. We all know about that. But the SOEs and the rand that you've just spoken of are inextricably linked to growth in the economy. And there isn't any, let's face it.
No, absolutely. You know, with the investment that we saw in generation, we saw growth surprise slightly on the upside. Not a great number, but a lot better than the negative that everyone was expecting. And we continue to expect that sort of boost coming through from private investment. You know, if we can get our commodities and our goods out the ports, our table grapes and our summer crops actually went off okay. We had quite a good export crop there. The citrus comes now, so that's also going to be very, very important to watch. But, you know, the dialogue between the industries and the farmers and the agriculture and Transnet is really, really positive. So if that continues, I think we can see a slight uptick in expectations of growth. But really, the big one is obviously going to be what happens with interest rates. It's very easy to determine when we're going to get our cut. I keep saying, just watch the Fed and you can start your clock. You know, once the Fed cuts, I think within 2 months, we'll see a cut. We're not going to cut in isolation. But having said that, inflation in South Africa is under control. To date, even came out a little bit lower than expectations. So, you know, Reserve Bank's done a very, very good job. And they can cut once we've seen the Fed cut and we will follow. It's going to be later than most people expected and probably a slightly shallower interest rate cutting cycle. But we will get a bit of a boost from interest rate cuts towards the end of the year.
SA inflation has recently been printed at 5.2%, as Malcolm said, slightly lower than the previous month. Okay, now this one, politics. You can't predict politics, can you? This is the wild card, Malcolm, yeah. Because the world is watching. This world is watching a lot of elections, but the South African one will be terribly interesting to emerging market investors.
There are two ways of looking at it. What I get excited about is, from a South African perspective, is that if you've read and looked at most of the manifestos, we're one of the few countries where the majority of the debate is still center-left, center-right. You know, you've got a lot of the more developed countries where you're either extreme left or extreme right, and that center voice has actually been shut out. So I'm encouraged that, you know, our debates are pretty much happening in the center, and that's why I think we're going to have a pragmatic outcome. I think there is going to be quite a big change in the way we look at politics going forward. But, you know, the undercurrents, if you look at the latest polls, I think, you know, we're going to have a much more pragmatic outcome and a slightly more centrist government than most people were expecting or pricing in. And, you know, if you take that into consideration, the fact that most people were pricing in for Armageddon, the way I say it is that, you know, the glass might not be half full, but it's got water in it at least. And unfortunately, if you look at the pricing of our assets, most people think the glass is upside down, it's got no water in it, and there's no hope. So the asset prices are cheap, and I think you've got to have a bit of a skin in the game. You don't bet everything on South Africa, but there's definitely a chance here for a little bit of a relief outcome and a bit of a boost for South African assets, whether it be SA Inc., whether it be bonds, whether it be listed property. There's a chance for a slightly better outcome than is feared. And you know, we've seen this at many elections before. And I expect a similar outcome this time.
Okay, let's conclude now. You hosted 30 money managers and they came to South Africa with furrowed brows. Did they go away with beaming smiles? What was your conclusion to them?
So we spoke through them, but because they'd heard from politicians, they were scared. And I suppose as pragmatists, they took risk off the table. They sold a hang of a lot of South African assets. The good news is, I would say the last 6 weeks, they've started nibbling again. And the last, I would say, week or two, we've seen real interest from those same managers. They're a little bit more comfortable. And I think, you know, they've calmed down from their panic, but they've only just started. So it's not as if they've moved markets a long way. I would say they are higher than 50% now as far as optimists, where when they left here after their political meetings, they were probably 25% optimistic. So they've still got a long way to go, but they're feeling better than they were when they were visiting and talking to politicians.
Malcolm, thanks so much for your time. Malcolm Charles is a portfolio manager at 91 in Cape Town. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.